Message number 1116. The Book of Truth will be the antithesis of the new false book. Monday, May 5, 2014 at 16:10. My dearly beloved daughter, all who follow my voice through these messages will continue to be given great blessings as their endurance will be tested in ways not known since the days Christians suffered in the Middle Ages. Every one of them will be taunted by the evil one who uses weak and proud souls to launch attacks upon those who are close to me. Every attempt to cast aspersions will be made both visible and invisible upon this great work of mine. As the persecution will intensify, know that Satan's power has been curtailed, and all he will do is to continue to throw stones, spread lies, and try to draw souls away from me. He will succeed in drawing souls away from this mission through various means. He will use visionaries to attack the mission, and this will cause great confusion. When man continues to fall and the Word of God is no longer accepted in its entirety, then heaven will always intervene. Trust me as I tell you now, this is my mission, and if you are told otherwise, then you can be assured that you are being led astray. My promise is to remain loyal to God's children to the end and until a soul completely rejects the hand of God. I will forge ahead and provide you with all the gifts I am bequeathing to protect you against my enemies who come to you as wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. My gifts will become the antithesis of what the world will be given by the enemies of God. The Book of Truth will be the antithesis of the new false book, full of man-made flawed doctrine which will justify sin, soon to be inflicted upon the world. The seal of the living God will protect you against the mark of the beast and the medal of salvation against the heresy which will tumble out of the mouths of my enemies who will seize my church on earth. Naturally, this mission is despised by Satan, and he will use even good souls, who out of a sense of misguided loyalty to those sacred servants of mine who have lost the faith and who do not truly serve me because they no longer know how, will slam my holy word. You must not allow yourselves to be swayed. Do not be like those who came before you, those who rejected me when I walked the earth. I give you my word that all the proof you desire will be yours, soon. I give you my promise that I come now only to bring you salvation at a time when every attempt will be made by my enemies to deny you your God-given right to salvation as a child of God. Do not forsake me when you know in your heart that it is I, Jesus Christ, who speaks now. Do not attempt to draw souls away from me if you are in any doubt as to who I am. Do not hurt God's prophets or you will suffer greatly. Do not fight against my Father's plan to prepare the world for my second coming or you will incur the wrath of my Father. Be thankful. Be generous and accept this gift of intervention with love and joy, for it is for your own good and the sake of every living soul that it is being presented to the world. Your Jesus.